Hello.
Hey Travis, this is Peter Davidson.
Hey Peter, I'm on the line with Catherine right now. Can I call you back in a few minutes?
Yeah, sure. I was calling for the same reason because I guess Catherine gave me the access for the GoDaddy server. So if you can
Yeah, let
please.
me actually merge you in on the call. Hang on one sec, I'm gonna merge
Sure.
you in.
Sure.
Hey Catherine, I have Peter on the phone here.
Oh, okay.
Hey
Hey Peter,
Catherine,
are
how
you
are you
there?
doing? Yeah.
I'm good.
Great, great.
Good. You
Catherine,
caught us at a
I've
good time. We're going through website stuff.
Exactly, and I've got the access for the GoDaddy server. So,
Okay.
you do have the domain and the hosting with the GoDaddy, right? Okay, great. So, if Travis can guide me about the next changes, that would be great. And as you requested about the backend credentials of the website, we are on the development phase right now. So by tomorrow, I can provide you with the credentials if you want, so that you can do the changes on your own if you wish to. However, for till tomorrow, whatever changes you have on the website, you can let me know, and I can do those changes for you on the backend.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we may still, so I want to get in there and kind of play around with it to change some things and modify some things. But if we run into a situation where we're not 100% sure how to move things or whatever, we can still work with you guys to do that, correct?
Exactly, yeah, we are
Okay.
always available for you. You can just simply give us a call and we can help you out.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so
There's a
are
few
there
things right off the
any
bat we wanted to talk about.
sure.
So number one, I sent over the new pictures, and the pictures are kind of distorted, and they arranged, they don't look good. So
Exactly, because the
that.
pictures you sent me, they were quite blur. Okay, and I've added those pictures on the website. You can have a look first, and they are still blur on the website. So if you have some clearer images, you can send me those, and I can update those on the team section.
Okay. Do you, because they were clear on our end, and I'm just curious, like one of them is clear, the one for April Billups is clear,
Exactly.
the rest of them are kind of distorted, but they're also larger images. So I thought they were all the same size when we sent them over, and they all looked clear on our end.
Let me check the email which Travis sent me about the pictures. Okay. Okay, Catherine, I'm forwarding you the email which Travis sent me, so you can have a look on the pictures. They are quite blur. Only the picture for April is in a good quality, but the other pictures which Travis sent me, they are quite blur. Let me forward the email to you.
Okay.
Okay, so the email will be cbeam@risestrategicgroup.com. Okay. Okay, so I just forwarded you the email. You might receive it in the next 1 or 2 minutes.
Well, and I know another thing, Travis, was on the testimonials. There, we sent two testimonials over, and then we had pictures as well. So Mardine Maddox had a picture, and Sherry Kramer had a picture. It looks like the stock photos are still on there.
If you go on the testimonials section, we have those two testimonials which Travis sent me. However, yes, you will see three, and one testimonial is being repeated right now. But if there are only two testimonials, we'll remove the third one, so there will be only two on the website. And we've added the
Yeah,
picture
they have the
on.
pictures of Mardine and Sherry there, Catherine.
What's that?
They have Sherry and Mardine's picture now updated.
Oh, I'm okay. I'm on it, and it still looks like the stock photos. Maybe I'm.
You might
Yeah, let
be
me
using
send you the.
you Catherine might be using the previous link, not the updated one.
Okay.
Would you mind sending the most recent one to us, Peter?
Sure. Okay, so
Yeah, because I was able to see the other.
It's the V5. It's the version 5. So are you on the same link?
Yeah, I'm on the V5 version. If
mm-hmm.
I click testimonials,
mm-hmm.
there's three testimonials there. The one is repeated, but the photos there are stock photos. It's a young woman with glasses and a young man with glasses is what I'm seeing on the V5 version.
Okay.
Did you click that today, or do you already have it up on your computer?
I just did it today, and then I refreshed it as well. I'm able to see the, like, for the contact, I'm sorry, for our team, I'm able to see the new pictures that were
mm-hmm.
put on there, but the testimonials still show.
And Travis, do you see
photos.
The pictures of Martin and Sherry?
Yeah, I see them.
You do? Okay. And your
okay.
and your URL, it says V5? Travis?
Yeah, it's V5, and then I'm on testimonials.
Okay, Catherine, have you received the email?
I did, yes.
So can you please check the pictures? And you can see that these pictures are still quite blur. Only the picture for April is in a good quality. Other than that, all the pictures are blur.
Well, when I'm the one that sent the email to Travis, but I'm also looking at the pictures when I open them, and they don't appear blurred on my end. But maybe part of it is because the images are smaller.
Exactly,
they
exactly.
They were made much larger on the website. So my question is, could we make them smaller
sure.
on the website
mm-hmm.
and all be the same size? Like April size is a good size.
Okay.
Could we make them that same size and see whether or not the images still appear distorted?
Okay, yeah.
Catherine,
I
know it might help if you have the image on your side and you could blow it up, like zoom in bigger,
mm-hmm.
and then
mm-hmm.
copy that might help because then you'd send a better resolution picture.
Well, and I think that's the thing is based on the resolution of the picture itself, that's why I made it smaller. But they were blown up on the website, which makes
Got
them
it.
Look distorted.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just asking if we can make the images smaller on the website to, A, be all the same size and,
mm-hmm.
and be the same size as April's picture on there.
Okay, I got it. I'll get that change down for you. And
okay,
apart from that,
some of the titles wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like Mike is not the managing partner. That's Catherine, and she's not on the website.
Okay.
Yeah. So these are some of the things. I mean, like obviously, I don't mind to make some of these changes.
Mm-hmm.
But and then. On the main page, on the About Us page, it looks like the testimonials were carrying over, but they're all in Latin.
Yeah, they will be updated. If these are the final testimonials which we have uploaded on the testimonials page, that same testimonials
mm-hmm.
will be uploaded here on this page, on the About Us page too.
Okay. And then one of the things that we experienced when we were doing the website in Wix
mm-hmm.
was the font size. So, for example, on the About Us page
mm-hmm.
here, there's a huge white opening, and then the font seems small
mm-hmm.
for that page.
Mm-hmm.
So is there a way, like, when we get into play with it, if we can increase the font size somehow?
Yes,
so
completely.
We had that issue with Wix where we couldn't increase it. Okay.
No. You have an option on the back end of the website as the website is now being built on WordPress custom platform. So on the back end, you
mm-hmm.
have no restrictions about the font size, about the font style. You can always change that whenever you want.
Okay. And then the same with the photos that are on here, we can upload or choose from different
yes, yes.
photos.
Once the website is completed, okay, what we'll do is
mm-hmm.
that we'll send you a video first, which will be a tutorial video recorded by our professional developers, and they will be guiding you how to do the changes on every page. So you can have a look at that video. That will be a tutorial video for you, and you can do the changes by yourself too. But still, if you have any confusions, you can feel free to contact me anytime.
Okay. All right. And then, do you guys have the ability to integrate on here with JotForm? So if we had some things that we've created on JotForm for a client to fill out, it can integrate with the back. So you guys are using WordPress for the website, to build the website out? Okay. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, Travis, I think I'm good.
Yeah,
okay.
There's a couple things. So, like, when the button pops up for free consultation, there's no action on that. So that's intended to go to a booking calendar or have the option to click the contact us email.
Okay. So if you click
on that
free, if what action actually do you want on the free consultation button? Do you want a calendar to book an appointment from the client, or do you want the button to redirect to the contact us page?
Catherine, that's up to you, but I was thinking we can click on it, and then it would like take you to the, I guess you guys have a booking calendar where they could input their information and reserve a time to speak.
Yeah.
So that would be nice, and then they could have the option to either book or to contact us.
Okay. We already have the contact us page. I'll add another option of book an appointment, and we'll add a calendar, and they can select the date, and they can add their information, their name, email address, contact number, and once they click on book an appointment, you'll receive that inquiry on your email, on your Gmail.
Okay. Are you good with that, Catherine?
Is the email coming through Gmail? Or it's just coming directly to our regular email?
Whatever email you will provide me for that booking appointment section,
okay.
That if you say that this will be the email, for example, CBMatch Rice Strategic Group. So if people will click, enter their details and click on book an appointment, you will receive the inquiry, the information of the client on that email, which will be CBMatch@RiceStrategicGroup.com.
Okay. And I think, Travis, we'll look at that, but I think I was also looking at creating a specific JOC form for that. So if they click free consultation, it took them to this pre-populated JOC form where we could collect certain information and they could still book on our calendar, but we could also collect, like, the business name and, you know, different things like that. So I'll share that with you. But either way, if we can go ahead and set it to a calendar now, and then if we want to update it, we can change that later.
Cool.
And then also on the main page, when you first arrive, the home page on the website, that gray box seems really big. Like it's like double the size of the logo.
Okay.
Does that bother you too, Catherine?
That banner?
The
banner doesn't bother me. I think I'd like for the words above it to be larger. So for scale, I think if the home and about and what we do, if those were just a little bit bigger, I don't mind the banner there. But we do need to figure out a better way to put the logo on there because the logo seems squished and distorted.
I sent two new logos to Travis. And I guess that went on Teamwork too with a different font style. So if you place those logos, which are exactly the same, only the font size is different, that will make the logo more visible on the website. So if you guys can go and have a look on that logos, or if you want, I can send you again too. So if you can update the logo on the website, people will be easily able to read the business name, which is on your logo. So do you have those logos, or should I send you again?
Yeah, we have them, but can you just make the one on the website bigger, and then the home about what we do, our team, testimonials, and contact, make those letters larger?
Yeah, sure. But what will happen is that if I increase the logo size, you see the size of the black box will be increasing too. But if you want the home about what we do will be increased too.
Okay. Well, and I think that's maybe one of the reasons we were trying to to play around with it ourselves is because, like, we can see visibly that the logo is distorted. So mm-hmm. what I would probably do is where that small banner is, where it says mm-hmm. home about what we do and our team, it's black right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think we might even make that white just so that logo doesn't look like just a square white box.
Yes, this can be an option. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this can
right.
be an option.
And then if we could make the bigger banner a little bit smaller so that if we spread that Rise logo out just a little bit, it
mm-hmm.
doesn't look so squished. So those are some of the things that, like, from a graphic design standpoint,
mm-hmm.
we were hoping maybe some folks on your end would look at it and figure out ways to make it look more aesthetically pleasing.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, right now, it just, even with the new logos you sent,
mm-hmm.
those were design options, but we didn't like those design options. They weren't just different font. They were different altogether. So we'd rather stick with what we have, but we want that image to not look distorted.
I sent you two logos again, which were with the same design,
okay.
and only the font size was changed. Let me send it to you again so that you can have a fair
okay.
look about those two. Okay, Catherine, should I send it to you on your email? Or
yeah, if you want to send it.
Send
okay,
it to
I'm,
both of us, please.
Okay, I'll send Travis and Catherine both. Okay, so I've sent two logos to both of you so that you can have a look. The logo is almost the same. The R is the same, but only the font is different. So if you you have two different fonts, so if you like these, we can upload these on the website too. Whatever you say.
Yeah, these were the designs I saw, but I didn't care for.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just the font size. The font is actually different.
Mm-hmm.
The design on the R is different.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge that I'm having is that we've already created marketing materials and business cards and things like that with this current design.
Okay.
So we're trying to get it match as much as possible. Now, if I need the graphic designer to reformat it or put it in a different background or something like that, we can. But
mm-hmm.
I think the easier fix for right now would maybe be to make that background
white. Okay.
So that it doesn't just look like a box, that the,
okay.
the R and the ADQs and everything stands out a little bit more.
Yeah, exactly. I'll make the banner white. Okay, and what I'll do is that the text which is on the banner, the home about what we do, I'll make that black
mm-hmm.
so that it becomes visible, and then I can show you by tomorrow whatever changes you're guiding me right now, the testimonials on the About Us section and the free consultation, the book and appointment section and everything, I can show you by tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So from there, we can move forward, and I will be providing you with the back-end credentials too. So if you want, you can do the changes on your own, or you can just call me and I can do the changes for you if you have any confusion.
Okay, and Peter, when you change those colors, if first you can make the box smaller, and then when you expand it and make the logo larger, if it makes the box bigger, we want to, like, get back to that same size and have all the words bigger without making the box go further down into the screen.
Okay.
And then this may or may not be an easy fix, but on the very first screen on the home screen where
mm-hmm.
it has three different quotes,
mm-hmm.
is it possible to make those stay up a little bit longer each Like, I tried reading them before they switch, and it doesn't necessarily give enough time to read each quote before it switches to the next one.
Yeah, sure. We can increase the time on the back end, and this quote can remain for some more seconds so that people will be able to read it easily. Like, it doesn't scroll down or it doesn't change it. I'll increase the time.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't need to be too much longer, but maybe just a couple seconds more on each one.
Okay. Any other change for now?
Not right now, unless Travis, you can think of anything.
Yeah, I'm looking at my notes. There's a Y rise button I'm trying to find. When you click on the main page, if you click Y rise, it wasn't taking us to the information that we had provided. It's in Latin again.
Oh, okay. Well, you told me, Travis, that there will be two or three paragraphs which you will be sending me. So if you click on Advocacy Services, you see there's a drop-down menu coming up. So you can add those paragraphs over there. And same goes for the social and economic impact.
Okay. I guess we could input those later then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And under the About Us section, there was something that didn't make sense. Oh, the About Us. Oh, there's some boxes that have, like, the check. Let's see.
Oh, yeah. It was on What We Do.
Mm.
It's on the What We Do, and there's, like, a purple box that says Support with Approval. And
yep.
Okay.
Yeah, we need to take that off.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, so.
Okay.
It was on a proposal that we sent you, but it was specific to that proposal. We don't necessarily need it on.
Okay, I will remove
generic.
This. I'll remove this.
Yeah, and that's all that I had for the notes. So once we get those changes and then the access, we can input some stuff. And if we need some more help, I'll reach out to you directly.
Sure, that's not a problem. So I'll get back to you by tomorrow with these changes completed. So from there, we can move forward. Whatever queries or questions you have, you can ask me, and you can try to do the changes on your own, or you can just simply contact me on the same number. Okay?
Okay, great. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for your time, Catherine and Travis. It was nice talking to you. Have a great day ahead.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.